Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, indeed, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, directly has he told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only say, my brothers and sisters, that over the course of time, there are many very ancient premises that are written in the scriptures. That quite frankly, even though it is related in those scriptures that these premises must never be forgotten. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, these very important foundations of the faith have by and large been, or let's just say have gone, far from being continually considered by our people. So I want to talk a bit about that tonight. My brothers and sisters, I tell you, it is absolutely imperative, of utmost importance, that these very precious principles be brought again to mind, for they are critical unto the restoration of our people. We must remember, I said, my brothers and sisters, we must remember what the Most High has told us from the very beginning. What he told Abraham, that surely he is one and only a people who will seek in all things oneness after the mind of Yah. can be a true blessing, a true restoration for the cause of peace unto our people. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about this. Pure, perfect, holy covenant understanding is possible only after the direct guidance of the Most High. It is not possible after the multitude of variant allegiances. Not possible, my brothers and sisters, after the multitude of various misinterpretations and misadministrations of man. There's a reason, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High gave the prophet Malachi instruction regarding some texts relate him as the Lord whom ye seek. Some texts relate him for whom you are waiting. Because indeed, the Most High has intended that his people must discern beyond all those who divide the minds and allegiances of our people. In fact, the book of Micah explains it in this wise. 5:14 says that we are to be a light to the world. That means, my brothers and sisters, that we must be a people of invariant mind, heart, intents, and thoughts. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, unto his honor, we must speak the same thing with one understanding. No divisions amongst us. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High is one, so must be his people. Here, my brothers and sisters, it is imperative that we know that if man were guided by the Most High himself alone, there can be no divisions amongst us. We must know that if man is guided after the Spirit of the Most High alone, his sheep knowing the voice of the shepherd, that none of us, my brothers and sisters, would be led astray. Again, we are people who are to be a light to the world. So the scriptures tell us in Micah 5:14-24, going on 25th verse, it is should be obvious to us that the only offering the Most High will accept of his people, being that he is one, is peace. Discern this well. The truth of the matter is, he said, therefore, whoever would divide our people, I said, whoever it is that would divide our people, not teaching the fullness of a pure, perfect word that offers one choice, we must accede. Mediocrity is not an option. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, according to the scriptures. How then are we satisfied with merely what we see after the missing examples of a divided age? The scriptures tell us, if any man seeks to deceive his brother, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets, such a one is guilty unto hellfire. Think about it. He said, unless your righteousness exceeds those who divide our people, we shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because those who divide our people are not of Yah. Those who teach partial and perverse standards, not seeking to teach the fullness of all that is the word of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, there are obstacles that in their partialities must be overcome. There are mysteries of iniquity. They are systems of man that keep the people blind, not to discern wherein they fall short or in some way offend. I said offend rather than give all due honor unto the one Most High. So the scriptures then go on in Micah 5:25 and tell us that if there be therefore any disagreement between ourselves and our brothers, before we make an offering unto the Most High, let us first seek to reconcile with our brothers and our sisters. Let us seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for what is necessary, that we in all things be found right and righteous, true unto Him. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, of utmost importance that we do so, lest after the misexample or the divisions amongst us, we are not worthy to be called a light, if corrupted after the carnalities or the misconceits of men, whether they be amongst us or, my brothers and sisters, of those amongst the nations who would keep us blind and astray against purpose. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is this: a people who are now scattered among the nations, a people unto whom the gospel has been spread, and it was, my brothers and sisters, in the early centuries, such a people, my brothers and sisters, knew that unto one king, in allegiance unto one king, they must transcend the obstacles of all such irrational, partial, polluted rulership. My brothers and sisters, such a people that have been scattered amongst the nations, or who have heard the truth of the gospel, the way of peace of the one king, must transcend all the misrule of all those amongst all the nations who have blinded the minds and cast veils against our comprehension, that we might see indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is surely the righteousness of Yah. There's a reason why Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded. It means that by no means can a people convert fully unto allegiance to him after the misrule of another. Or dare men believe that they might enter into participation in the peace of the kingdom of Yah after the misrule of another? Let us be wise, my brothers and sisters. If any man believe so, let him be wise to think again. For Yah has a plan, foreordained precise in its specifications, from the very foundation of the world, after which his people might again be made one. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Since no two people disagreed on any point shall co-partake in the peace of the kingdom of Yah, it is important that we realize that the hope of salvation, peace, is in something far more than men leaning to carnal interpretations after their own minds. Messiah himself said to his disciples who are in his presence, he said, there are many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot comprehend them until the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Meaning that those who will walk right there with him, there are many, many deeper premises and implications of his word that even they who walk with him for years, he said, they would not comprehend rightly unless the Most High himself attunes the minds. How is it that today, my brothers and sisters, many have not understood what the scriptures mean and what is the real admonition of the scripture, which says, your thoughts have not been like my thoughts, your ways not like my ways, but they should have been, if we are to please him. The variant misexamples and misorientations of man are not the result of men being born again, renaturalized, or if you will, my brothers and sisters, oriented rightly after the mind of the one Most High. In fact, the scripture says it's not nearly should we consider the mind of Messiah. Talking about 2:16. If there are any manner of strife and divisions amongst us, for without question, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not divided, and neither should be a people who are indeed without question led by him. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:16-3-4. It goes on and says, if anyone would destroy the temple, how about we pervert the word that's supposed to be amidst the temple? Yah will destroy it. Me and my brothers and sisters, we must become enlightened unto the knowledge of the truth. The scriptures tell us there's no foundation that can be laid but that foundation which the Most High himself has foreordained. So, let's be sure that my brothers and sisters, whatever we build, we would build it upon that foundation, being careful of what it is that we build upon it. We have to ask ourselves a question, though, my brothers and sisters. Have we discerned truthfully the foundation? The foundation upon which Messiah said he would build his church. I want to talk about that tonight. It's imperative that we do. A people, my brothers and sisters, I said again, who will be regathered unto the righteousness of the One Most High for the restitution of all things, the building of a house pleasing unto the Most High. The common sense of prayer and praise for all peoples must, my brothers and sisters, become true unto him whom the Most High has foreordained to build the house. I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, understanding what the Most High must build, promise that he will restore the earth for his purpose. For his cause, true unto him. I said, true unto him, all that pleases him. But the scripture says, though Yah so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son to a world fallen astray. That whoever believes in him, I did not say the varying misideals of man. I did not say any man's misexample, that those whoever it is who believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. How about the attainment of conscience beyond worldly contradictions? Messiah told Nicodemus that in order to see or understand the ways of the kingdom of Yah, one must be reoriented. Born again, renaturalized, taught of Yah himself. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we must know that. But the scripture says, though Messiah came into the world to show again the way of invariant light, true unto divine will and plan, it has been unto this world's continual condemnation, falling away after institutions that keep men's iniquities a mystery. Institution will sustain fallen conscience. Men have trusted them that have kept men in the darkness more than seeking the pure, perfect reproof that would bring men acceptable unto Yah, that they might be called the children of light. My brothers and sisters, it's sad when you realize that most seeking to be comforted, flattered, after the stasis of their already extant conscience, there are many, my brothers and sisters, are more concerned with defending their variant ideals, institutions, rulerships, and kings, the institutions that they have created, and men who have been so often, my brothers and sisters, willing to take office as paid speakers to give the people more so what they want to hear than what they actually need to hear to survive. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, many have built houses according to specifications pleasing unto themselves. The question we need to ask, are those houses built that they may be prepared, that they may stand? My brothers and sisters, Yah so loved the world, he gave it a predecessory look at the king, that whoever might believe the exceeding word by which he will judge all the nations. My brothers and sisters might find salvation, that they be found true unto Yah and all his plan, foreordained, said, and done. For there are scriptures that tell us that the plan of the Most High is foreordained, my brothers and sisters, finished from the very foundation of the world. I mean, it means that from the beginning of his making of things, Most High had planned all that in this earth he intends to do and what he expects of it. No man can change that, my brothers and sisters. It is an immutable premise. The question I ask is, how many of my brothers and sisters have built what they call safety upon that foundation? And how many of my brothers and sisters have discerned that great expectation? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's important. I repeat this again. Scripture tells us, 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, that in the honor of the Most High, I didn't say somebody else's honor. We must all speak the same thing, same understanding, and no divisions amongst us. Jude, Yehuda, 1:1 through 4, say we ought to contend, to defend, not to forget, not allowed to be perverted or tainted or intruded upon in any way. You must defend, my brothers and sisters, what is the common sense of salvation, deliverance from all misconceits that was once delivered to those whom the Most High had consecrated their minds. It's important we understand Exodus 20. It tells us we should have no other gods, no other hegemonial controlling body of knowledge. We call true unto him who is one, lest we distort in our minds the essence of what is divine character, and so doing, destroy ourselves. It's important, I said of utmost importance, my brothers and sisters, that we know to give these things the depth of consideration. I said the depth of consideration that is deserved. Mark 12, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 6, talks about a premise that should always be in our minds and hearts, that Yah is one, that we must seek him, constantly be in remembrance of his design. Seeking him that unto him we might have perfect peace. And that premise must always be in our heart, constantly seeking him. How about growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah that the nations did not have? How about growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that a priesthood puppeted after Rome had forgotten? A Messiah called a hypocritical priesthood, because they dared to say they had no king but Caesar. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand. When Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations, he was saying that unto his righteousness all must conform beyond all the misconceits of all the nations. Psalms 19 and 7. Tells us that the law of the Most High is perfect. I repeat that the law, the order, the plan of the Most High is perfect. That converts the soul. Many of my brothers and sisters is all established after very precise, foreordained specification. There's a reason why the scripture says if anyone would cast aside what seems even the least important aspect of what is divine law, he shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. For while men are compelled to irreverently forget what is the plan, my brothers and sisters, they also break the law, the order, the peace. Ignorance, arrogance and ignorance, presumptuousness, not seeking direct inspiration from the Most High, spoils men to be blinded against the light of peace. Also often, my brothers and sisters, being beguiled not to discern what is faithful unto the will of one. If the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is to be relegated, denigrated, After the varying fallen standards of men, there is no deliverance for anyone. If that were to be the case, a people already divided after a multitude of differences, my brothers and sisters, cannot find what is their salvation amongst themselves. The scriptures tell us that though we be scattered among the nations, I'm talking about the book of Jacob, the call of James, say though we be scattered among the nations, the Most High still desires for himself a people that would be called a perfect work. How about a perfect machine, mechanism, precisely tuned unto his praise? I said his praise, his honor. If any man be double-minded, treacherous in his allegiance, seeking to corrupt that perfect ideal after the stasis of his own mind, not seeking the fullness of all that is an oath unto the Most High, who is always all in everything that he is, and not after the imaginations of any man. The scripture says, if any man have another objective, let him not think that his petitions for wisdom, let him not think that his petitions for wisdom will be counted worthy before the Most High, because such a one is unstable in all his ways. It's imperative we understand that the gift of Yah is not that the various corruptions, miscalculations, misinterpretations, misadministrations of man should remain, but that the conscience of man might be raised, that we grow in the knowledge of Yah that is given from above, that we transcend every form of mediocrity, every sin, every errant pattern of thought, that unto the Most High himself we become indeed agreed. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand it is not by any means the lawful order of him who is one that is cast aside, that we might be one. It's the misconceits, my brothers and sisters, and the pretenses of the many who, unaware of foundation and expectation, are refusing to know foundation and expectation, have sought to preserve standards which did not come from the mouth of Yah. Remember Acts 3:18-23. It says Messiah must remain in heaven, meaning that he is the one who will do it, until comes the time of the restitution of all things, everything set back in order. How about the re-revelation of his law of righteousness, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began? It says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, how about his testimony, will be cut off from among the people. That means, my brothers and sisters, all the Most High has foreordained from the beginning, all of it, is an important constituent unto our people being regathered, galvanized, restored. Even as the scripture says, we must have the constant expectation of Shiloh, peace, a regatherer. As it says in Genesis 49, about 1 through 8, 12. It's important that we know this. For those who build their houses, not having the expectation of one who will judge every house, will judge the thoughts and intents of every heart. If we do not build seeking from above what a righteous command is, what a righteous instruction is, a righteous commandment is, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that the house is still yet built to stand? Do we dare to say that, my brothers and sisters, that that men can build a right, their own ticket unto a kingdom of peace that already has a law to which all must conform? So, regretfully, no question about it, with 47,000 denominations out there, men have built temples, churches, habitations where they say the word of Yah is kept. But my brothers and sisters have not been true to the knowledge that the word of Yah is not part of what it is. but all. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, all and everything that it is. It's amazing that men have built so much in the world and presumed in their carnality no need to heed a word directly from the master builder. Despite being diverted, turned away from the path of the multitude of diversely contradictive ideals, man guiltily deceives himself to believe that his many adverse and irreverently slothful and presumptuous ideas have been faithful and true unto the immutable integrity that is the righteous path, faithful in faith unto the one King and one Judge. Like I said, if man would have been true to that one spirit, all this mass of differences and contradictions, controversy, differing ideas would not exist. And we're going to have to understand something, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah meant when he said, upon this rock, upon this premise, that he will build his church. What did it mean if they would have translated it rightly and said that that premise is that he is the curtee? I know some of you don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, but please examine it on my website, hiddengospel.com, the article's prophetic proof, and the article, Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Well, men understood who Messiah said he is when he said at Revelation 22:16, I am the root and offspring in David, the bright morning star. Another scripture I was speaking about, upon this rock I build my church, is Matthew 16:18. If men really had considered what those scriptures mean, knowing whom the Most High said would build a temple for himself, who the Most High said would restore and regather a people beyond all their misimaginations, though they call themselves Israel, not having a reference point for reverence, the Most High already said there was one that he had foreordained, that all should discern what indeed is his righteousness, to revere him as he is, to respect him as he is, from the east even to the rising of the sun, even unto all the ends of the earth. Imperative that we know this, my brothers and sisters. Imperative indeed that we do not forget. The book of Hebrews talks about, well, it relates to that and asks the question, which is greater? Which is greater, the house or its builder? And it relates without question that the builder of the house is greater than the house itself. For if the house were torn down, it is he who has the plan for the building of the house that can reconstruct it rightly. It's imperative that we know this. But what of men who seek to rebuild the house but have not the plan? Whose house are they building, my brothers and sisters? Scriptures ask the question in Isaiah 66. Oh, let me talk about a little bit more about Hebrews. It talks about, therefore, it being the duty of the people of Yah to keep the Shabbat. Sounds so much, my brothers and sisters, like the scriptures in Isaiah 56 talking about the keeping of the Shabbat, both Jew and Gentile, the keeping of the Shabbat unto all the rule that is pleasing for the Most High, because if we don't seek all things to build a house, or that our houses be built according to divine specifications, we need to ask ourselves a question. What are we? He said, what is the house you build for me? Reading Isaiah 66. And it relates Messiah having to come to reprove that house for all the corruptions that are in it. He He said, a house that he desires, my brothers and sisters, is a people who will tremble at his word. How about tremble at the foundation? And realizing the foundation upon which a true temple unto the Most High must be built. And my brothers and sisters, I never meant that that premise is understood after the diversitude that seemed wise to men. It's important that we know this. A lot to talk about tonight, yes indeed. We must understand who Messiah said he is. He said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Talk a bit more about that as we go tonight. I'm talking about Revelation 22:16. We have to know, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel, the pure, perfect word from above, is not of the nations. That word, gospel, besorah, besorah, besar, besar, unto the restoration in mind and heart, fully unto all the Most High intended. My brothers and sisters, is not part of the word, but all. And because many have sought to hide the greater truths of the word from you, Messiah said, after the spirit that teaches all things, don't lie in it. He said, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Isaiah 61 says, Messiah will come saying, the spirit of the Most High, the spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. That spirit is upon me to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand then that partial standards are always obstacles? Partial standards and hasty conclusions can be damning obstacles, fatal flatteries against growing in the knowledge of Yah that is from above, that we transcend all worldly misconception, misconceit, that unto the Most High himself we might be one. We have to understand that we must overcome every misconceit, for the lie which everyone or the masses capitulate to believe and allow to persist are liars and lies, my brothers and sisters, that have all consigned themselves to accept. It leaves every soul guilty. In the Aramaic, it relates it this way. We must examine ourselves to see. I'm talking about 2 Corinthians 13. We must examine ourselves to see if we are all in the same faith. If not, we are reprobates, rejected. A little leaven, my brothers and sisters, corrupts the whole lump. Are we sure, with 47,000 denominations around us, that we've discerned all things the Most High would have us to discern after the fullness that is his intent? Messiah comes to bring men to consider Isaiah 52:15-53:1, 1 Corinthians 4:5, to cause men to consider that which they have not considered. And then shall every man know how to honor the Most High. My question, though, my brothers and sisters, in a world where few have foundation necessary, how many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear an exceeding word to raise their conscience, to enlighten the mind, to cast aside allegiance to every misconceit, how many among us are ready to be true of that word, that in nothing shall our people be misled, that indeed we may love, care for, and preserve the integrity of the foundation after which we might be in the Most High true to his cause as right examples unto one another. It's amazing that some have actually believed, my brothers and sisters, that, in fact, I had somebody tell me that this past week. They spoke as if Messiah will not judge according to a standard that his eyes and ears, his sensitive eyes and ears from on high. Well, they act as if Messiah will not judge according to his righteousness. must know that men should not be blinded after the very institutions of the nations, as if there's no law greater than the massive contradictions and compromises against divine promise, after which men have allowed themselves to fall into cages, blinding them against discerning what is faith unto the greater reality for peace the Most High from the beginning has intended. It's a very foolish people, my brothers and sisters, who allow their leaders to blind them, though the leaders be contradicted without solution. It's a foolish people, my brothers and sisters, I must say this, who allow a massive contradictions, rulers who themselves have no solution unto peace, no solution unto perfect agreement with Yah. That men allow men to believe that it's divine law, even the law of him who is one, that is not needed that we be one. Or dare men believe that confusion and chaos are meant to endure forever? We need to think, my brothers and sisters, and consider the patterns of thought after which a world filled with mockeries and pretenses has sought to predispose the minds of the people not to seek, not to pursue, with a great love of the truth, the wisdom that would perfect us, no longer to be beguiled after institutions that keep our iniquities, and even the greater righteousness of Yah, a mystery to us. Scripture says that such contaminating forces, rulers, would intrude upon the temple, upon and amidst the churches, lawless men. And the scripture says, because men have been beguiled after such as these, Messiah will have to come to destroy that pretense. I ask again, my brothers and sisters, after so many differences apparent amongst us, we need to ask ourselves a question. What is the house that men have built? And is it truly a house acceptable unto Yah? Let us consider, my brothers and sisters, what must be restored, the missing elements that must be restored, that all things be wrought again after true and genuine balance. I can say, dare men say that there's no law consummately greater than a world of partialities that resulted in divisive perversions, misinformation, misorientations, misallegiances, chaos, confusion, debates, and war? My brothers and sisters, we were told, we understood it rightly, Deuteronomy 6:4-6, that we must remember that Yah is one, and a people in honor of his name must keep that premise necessary, that after purity and completion we be one. But that pure, perfect premise be guarded and maintained, not forgotten, a part of our integrity, that it should always remain with us. But we need to ask the question, has that been the case? Isaiah 48, Messiah returns to a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He said, oh, that you kept my commandments. Oh, that you kept my instructions. Oh, you kept and maintained the, how about my brothers and sisters? I want you to hear me. To know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Many interpret the scriptures many different ways, but is that the direct command of Yah? Think again. Says he would come to his people saying, oh, that you kept my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. So he returns, the scripture says, as from the beginning, saying that from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was first was, there am I. That you should know again the way that you should go. Sounds like a restitution of all things to me. But those, my brothers and sisters, who believe that the institutions they have created have given them eternal life, conscience beyond contradictions, amidst the world of contradictions, have often, my brothers and sisters, been beguiled to apply themselves the institutionality and institutionalities and allegiances partial in the understanding of order only to maintain misorder. But no covenant agreement is there with Yah to any fallen attained standard that men have created to rule over other men's hearts. As is written in Isaiah 48, Yah will not have his name polluted, nor his glory, or the glory of his name, honor that is due his name given to another. But who is there among you who can discern this? Human, the Most High has chosen to discern beyond all these anomalies, alterations, creating altercations. The scripture says the Most High has called him to destroy this Babylon, to destroy this confusion. My brothers and sisters, what is the truth? As a principle, validates. All that it is. The truth of the Most High has no contradictions in it. And every word only gives credence to the veracity of the one conscience that is the Most High, that in everything he says, he is conscious of all that he has or ever will say. Must be, my brothers and sisters, abolish every standard amongst men that refuses to recognize what Yah reveals as the initial foundation upon which all things must be built and preserved. That's why the scripture said, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah, eternal. And without that principle declared from the beginning, nothing were made that were made. And in that, after that principle is life, no other. And that principle, my brothers and sisters, exemplified at last again in our midst. That principle. That invariant principle will be the light of a world to see beyond all the darkness, beyond all those who hide the truth from you, that true unto the Most High himself in all things we might be. But all don't seek Yah. All have not been true to seeking Yah. That the differences of opinion amongst us be no more. And those who do so, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, are the preservers of misconceits, preservers of the thoughts of devils. Remember that Abraham reflected with the scriptures, telling us that the book of Matthew, blessed are the peacemakers. The children of Abraham, my brothers and sisters, were told, Abraham was told, the true children of Abraham are told, to seek all that is the complete, perfect will of Yah. And that would be the blessing. How about the peace of all the nations? Or do we dare to believe that we can find peace through the Most High in all things after multitude of partialities? Think again. We need to ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, what has been the missing part or the missing foundation upon which a true temple unto the Most High might again genuinely be built. I have to ask a question. There are many who feel that the Most High must defend them in their sentiments when they feel like they are oppressed I have to ask a question. Can we truly be called the friends of the Most High if we are more concerned about writing wherever it is that we feel offended and have not considered, my brothers and sisters, how the Most High sees what is an offense? Not concerned with bringing to bear fully even of ourselves that with which the Most High should be pleased. And those who say they are Israel, as if they're automatically entitled to have the Most High's defense and protection in the midst of a world of so much controversy. But my brothers and sisters, Israel is not shaped nor defined by itself. Israel, my brothers and sisters, is a conscience. That I asked the Most High one time, what is his definition of a true Israelite? And he told me that is a conscience that he must restore in the earth. So let us understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Let us understand the reality. Let us discern, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter. What it means, and the scripture says, we must become his workmanship, Ephesians 2. True to all that the Father himself has foreordained. That's what the scriptures mean when it says Messiah. There's one judgment seat, Romans 14, before which all must be made ready to stand. That all things written of old are for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Have we been true to that expectation, my brothers and sisters? Romans 15 goes on. Not only does it say that all that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures, persevering in the truth of the scriptures, we might have hope, even an inspired word, and having the spirit after which those inspired words are brought to light. It says that both Jew and Gentile might be like-minded, obedient in word and deed. That is surely a scripture relating that the conscience the Most High wants for his people transcends the rulership of all the nations. Wherever the gospel is spread, wherever the word of the kingdom of Yah is spread, men are commanded to transcend the misconceits of the nations and rulers. Have been their former orientation, that they might be converted unto the pure, perfect word of Yah, who said through his Son, go ye forth and teach all nations according to everything that he commands. Have the gift power of the Spirit that teaches all things, that nothing be forgotten. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, where men have forgotten those premises, men, my brothers and sisters, have broken the law. Order. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the only law that is lawful, capable of restoring order to this earth is that which the Most High himself declared. Think about it. If you have a solid, strong, and level foundation, you know, it's an amazing thing when you think about how concrete, when it's laid, gravity itself will balance in so many ways the surface of that concrete that you have a level field upon which to build something. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are wise enough to realize that if any part of the foundation be unsteady, so will be the house? Let us understand that of which I speak. Scripture tells us that the law of the Most High is perfect unto the conversion of the soul. Unto my Psalm 19:7-14. It asks the question, with what shall a man discern beyond his stumbling? Talk about see beyond whatever it is that causes him to offend, knowingly or otherwise. It's a perfect law from the Most High, my brothers and sisters. That law after which the Most High has foreordained, finally there must be a restoration and regathering of his people unto peace. That law is like a finely tuned mechanism to assure smooth running oneness, peace, constant and eternal. Building a building, my brothers and sisters, a conscience that is to be, that is surely to remain. And we have to understand something. It is composed of a people whose minds are called by Him, unto whom He has revealed Himself, that they might be faithful in a faith, to remain stayed upon Him, whose minds are stayed upon Him, unto preserving a perfect peace. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that without that direct call, this direct invitation and acceptance of that invitation, this mutual atonement, forgiveness beyond all error, cannot be. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, when I say this. Scriptures tell us in the book of Joel, come to pass in the last days that all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But it means all those called by Him, invited unto Him, to have a foundation after which they could rightly respond. This is the remnant, the Most High has called, and who shall put peace at a city the Most High has foreordained, Yerushalayim, as a city of a conscience, a collective social coalescence, that can only be unto the honor of Him who has won peace. And I say again, my brothers and sisters, Yohanan 16:12, Messiah said, many things I long to tell you. How about explain to you about His words, the essence and the implications of His words? He says, no man can comprehend unless the Most High grant by His Spirit a capacity to discern spiritual things. After the mind imbued by His Spirit. The carnal mind has not seen nor discerned the full glory of what Yah has planned for those who love, who seek Him with the eyes the Most High gives. 2 Corinthians speaks about this, the most read it, but they haven't considered all what's written in Isaiah 64 when it says, O thou wast come down, melt the arrogance of the mountains and the nations, and cause the nations to tremble. For the eyes and ears, carnal eyes and ears of man, have refused to see the glory of what is divine plan. Brothers and sisters, nations that would maintain their own would keep people blinded not to discern the fullness of what is divine intent. But one day it is evident, according to Scripture, Isaiah 64, that one day indeed man will say unto the Most High, surely thou art the potter, and we are the clay, and that we will all be, me, my brothers and sisters, submissive unto Him, His people. Men make a huge mistake when they think defining Israel is after the varying thoughts of men. Many want to call themselves righteous, my brothers and sisters, after their imaginings, and that's why all the nations are divided today. That's why so many of us, my brothers and sisters, are easily led astray. We presume that we know, my brothers and sisters, but we have not yet considered. Most I told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men presume to think they know, not giving full consideration of all the Most High Himself has declared. Well, my brothers and sisters, that is not wisdom at all. There's no question, my brothers and sisters, we're going to become that people, that people counted as the Word made flesh. And my brothers and sisters, we're going to need a remembrance of that premise the Most High declared from the beginning, is to be the regathering, the concretion, the mutual molding and understanding that the Most High has desired after His immutable nature, that we discern Him in the wisdom that He is. Indeed, the Scriptures tell us the law of the Most High, conceived perfectly in the mind of the Most High at the beginning of His making. Mm. It means, my brothers and sisters, that what men imagine, I said what men imagine without instruction can only be an aberration, something that would just turn men aside from the perfect balance, the synchronicity of what is divine, immaculate design, perfect order. There has to be a realignment, a renewing of the mind after that which the Most High has intended from the beginning. We read those scriptures in Romans 12, the preface with the relating that Messiah comes to remove all ungodliness for those who would turn from transgression. How about who would turn from those who would turn aside from all error, every error in thought? There must be a renewing of the mind after that which from the beginning was intended. And nothing less than that is a people true unto Yah, according to all that he has declared. Because frankly, my brothers and sisters, though men follow after many, the scriptures tell us that a people true unto the Most High, worthy of his name, will follow the Lamb wherever he leads. I'm talking about Romans 14. According to all that the Lamb believes. For here's the patience and faith of the saints. As they keep the commandments of Yah, after what Yeshua himself believed. If we understand it, my brothers and sisters, unto the honor of Yah, his Father. So no one, my brothers and sisters, has real authority to speak for the Most High, but them whom the Most High himself has stirred up to see beyond the misconceits, seeing wise in the men. Proverbs 14:12, 16:25, many other ways to seem right unto men, but the end thereof is not perfect harmony. So watch out for false prophets, those who don't teach the fullness of a word. And the scripture says that the path unto him is one that must transcend every false fallen testimony. Broad is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. It is very precise, my brothers and sisters. And it's a shame that few realize. In fact, the truth of the matter, a man can live his entire life and never realize that he's walked astray. The scripture says, is he who has the words of the Most High, who discerns them wisely. That's what it says, obeys. It means discerns them wisely. And obeys them wisely. That is a wise man. What then, my brothers and sisters, are those who persist in houses built with alternate agenda? Never understanding what Messiah meant when he said, upon this rock, this premise, I will build my church. What about if folks have been part of institutions? That because they don't have what is indeed premised from on high, what they build is not truly a church at all. It's not a sanctum against worldliness. He said, I build my church, means I call people out from the misconceits of the world. My brothers and sisters, without a premise from on high to guide, or an expectation from on high to guide, how can men be truly led unto the maturity of spiritual conscience that from the beginning is intended? Let us be aware, my brothers and sisters. Let us be much more aware. For many are they who have taken up authority, claim to have authority, but who in fact were unauthorized. And many of them, my brothers and sisters, that don't realize that unless the Most High opens the mind to see things rightly, they are predisposed toward error upon faulty foundations, and for all the intensities of their study. Because they have another agenda, another objective, another intent in mind, not understanding foundation or expectation. They can only mislead the people, my brothers and sisters, still to miss the point. Only the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can awaken the mind to truly discern divine intent that men's minds might be attuned to follow. Messiah says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What he was really saying to them is don't leave them forsaken. Show them beyond the error of their ways that they might walk rightly and not continue the error. But a people for a long time, my brothers and sisters, not understanding what was meant when Messiah said, upon this rock I will build my church, have allowed themselves to be scattered and duped by pretenders. And only say to you, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who, as the scriptures say, today if they hear his voice, will not harden their hearts. Blessed are they who, hearing at last the long unheard awaited report, will know it wise in that day to follow. I said it before, my brothers and sisters, I said it again. What the Most High intends in this world is not mediocrity on the part of all. It says, cursed is whoever does not confirm everything written in the book of the law to do, and that is an excellent word. That is all part of an impressive, immaculate, majestic, omniscient, perfectly attuned in all its specifications, plan. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about how in the book of Malachi, how the Most High has loved his people Israel. And what does it say? It says if any other nations, if any other nations be torn down, and they seek to build it up, how about after their own plans? Most High would tear it down again, but not so for Israel. For the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, he will have a people, and all things attuned unto his wisdom, that they be worthy, my brothers and sisters, to be called his people, a light to the world. And such a people, my brothers and sisters, must again know that no two people disagreed in any point of the law can co-inhabit the coming kingdom of peace. Messiah said it well and said, in no case shall they enter. It means, my brothers and sisters, there's no argument that anyone can offer that says that they have a right to preserve arguments. If ever there are divisions amongst us as a people called unto the Most High, if there ever there are divisions or contentions or debates or doubts, arguments as to what is the nature of doctrine, even doctrine itself, we are obligated, as a people who are to be a light to the world, not to be satisfied that such arguments remain, but that we, in the Most High, asking him that we be made again attuned as one. For such was the reason for the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, my brothers and sisters, in ages gone by. And if we understand, it should be our understanding now. Even in all the feasts and the Shabbats, if there are any differences amongst us, our people were to look beyond themselves and seek first what is pleasing unto the Most High, that they might be reconciled beyond every evil way. And if not, the Most High was not willing to accept their offering. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, in that the scriptures tell us ultimately that no two people disagree will mutually co-inhabit or cohabit the kingdom of Yah. Doesn't it mean, my brothers and sisters, that the Shema command that says we must realizing that Yah is one, constantly seek him, loving and seeking him with all our minds, hearts, and souls, and might, that no one be left lacking, and that we be able to, how about my brothers and sisters, love, cooperate, and trust one another? That does not abolish divine law, my brothers and sisters. For as God is one, we need his example that we be one. That does not put aside divine law, nor does it exalt the various contentions of man as wiser. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all the variant divisions of mankind are the result of a falling away from perfect conscience. And it is imperfect conscience, fallen standards that are the idols after which men have sought to be satisfied, seeking even to defend ignorance. It's all these standards, miscreant standards of man that must be overcome. For without such transcendence, my brothers and sisters, men, though they say they worship Yah, even though many say they are Israel, say they are believers, but they don't seek, my brothers and sisters, fully what pleases Yah, the oath is in vain. They sworn by his name, but associated with fallen standards. And the scripture says the man who does such a thing establishes other gods. And the scriptures tell us, if we understand it, that whoever will do such a thing shall in no case be found blameless or guiltless. He said he will visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate him, but showing mercy, his grace, even his guidance to thousands of generations that love him and keep, seek, guard, maintain, will defend the integrity of his instructions. And that means, my brothers and sisters, we must seek beyond all the presumptuous that is innate to ourselves. In the carnality of our minds, we must transcend it all, not leaning to our own understanding, but seeking to maintain the integrity of his word, that no one be misguided. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will petition the Most High, that they be true to his word. And again, Psalms 19:7. The word of the Most High, the law of the Most High, is perfect, precise, and is only after a perfect word that men might transcend all perversity. It's only after a perfect word men might be converted beyond all misconceit, finally to be ready to receive all things that we must receive, lest we remain deceived. He said, with what shall a man discern beyond his stumbling? Man must be guided, my brothers and sisters, even by Yah himself, lest paths after which only deviation is found have dominion over us, sin have dominion over us. So the scriptures, the psalmist relates in the scripture as a record of a petition that must be in all of our hearts, that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of Yah, realizing him as our helper, healer, savior, him who makes us whole, beyond every affliction of misconceit that has blinded and misled the minds and the hearts. I said I'm going to speak about this. I said I got a little time left. Scripture relates, there's a foundation established from the beginning of all making. That foundation alone is life and peace. Hebrews 3:4. Scripture talks about a house whose builder is Yah. And we are his house if we remain steadfast, unwavering as to what is the covenant. So the scripture says the duty of the people of Yah to keep the Shabbat faithful unto all the Most High intends, meaning all speaking in the appointed time the same thing. Not speaking variant doctrines. Not blinding our minds against discerning how all things the Most High says work together. But seeking in all things to be true unto him. The Most High said would be the builder of the house. Messiah said, 16:18 of Micah, upon this rock I'll build my church. Well, it was one who was called the Kerati, who Isaiah promised would build a house acceptable unto the Most High. I'm talking about Isaiah 44 to 45 to 46. In those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, I said in those scriptures, it says because many had called themselves Israel only to make for themselves idols. The Most High, knowing that the people are not able to transcend the indiscretions amongst them, the Most High has one that he has appointed to show mankind beyond all his folly. One whom the Most High said would prove the thoughts of men to be vain, not complete unto all that pleases Yah. But the Most High calls him his anointed one, his anointed shepherd, who will say to Jerusalem, you should be built into your a city of peace. Its foundation shall be rightly laid. Even declare what is a righteous foundation. Scripture says the Most High would remove from before him every obstacle. Show him the treasures. How about the exceeding wisdom that men have sought to hide? Call Israel to be of service, servant of Yah unto Israel, that men might know in fact what is reverent respect for the Most High, from all given unto all the ends of the earth. When scripture says, Messiah asked Kepha, who do you say that I am? If only men had understood what it meant in respect to this. In Revelation 22:16, when Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the curtee, the one who comes like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure and expose all those who hide the truth from you. But the scripture says that one, my brothers and sisters, like a root out of the stem of Jesse, Isaiah 11, will come a second time to regather the people of Israel, bring them back to their own land, to expose and cut off every lawless standard, that the knowledge of the Most High will go forth to galvanize, regather, restore our people unto a perfect light of truth and peace. That none shall hurt all his holy mountain. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of Yah shall go forth unto all the earth. Covering in wisdom, even as the waters cover the sea. This is what is written. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, how many anticipate the need for the restoration of that wisdom? How many discern, my brothers and sisters, the need for the restoration of what man for a long time has forgotten? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, I had somebody tell me today, oh, well, the church has always been here. My brothers and sisters, I regret to tell you that rather than the way of the church, the true church, not incumbent upon or constrained by men, that church in the early centuries when Rome murdered so many, created their own state church. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say, to make a long story short, you can check the last few shows found here at Blog Talk Radio, of course, blogtalkradio.com/EVY1. According to Revelation 13, that instead of men being true to a pure, perfect word, according to the foundation upon which the church was built, that the Most High would send one who would expose all the misrule of all the kings. I said the Most High would send one who would declare righteous beyond all the kings. That foundation, my brothers and sisters, has by and large been lost. For the Most High did not want the church built upon fallen standards, but ultimately unto the fullness of all that was divinely intended. That, my brothers and sisters, was always the cause, was always the purpose And blessed are they who will know it. The scriptures tell us that the one whom the Most High said would build this temple would expose all the unrighteousness of those who establish pretense. For those who would understand what I'm talking about, consider Isaiah 25:1-3 as it compares to Revelation 16:12. It talks about one called the King of the East. The same righteous one from the East mentioned in Isaiah 40:41-41:5. 41:21-42:4. Believing that the nations of the world never preached the fully what is the gospel, fully what is the word from on high. Declare and truly unto you what is divine intent. Scripture says the time will come when men will no longer presume what is divine will, but they will wait for instruction as to what is his lawful order. That they might see beyond the prison houses that have shut down the minds. It's time we understand, our brothers and sisters, so much that a long time our people have not considered. We must transcend if we are to be true to the one King. We must transcend every shallow-minded standard that has been an obstacle to us, both internal and external. Again, we spoke earlier in the show about Micah 5th chapter 5:14-25. It says, if anyone then would establish a short-sighted standard, not seeking to preach all that was intended, such a one establishes cages after which, because they shut down the minds, they should no longer be even considered in any case worthy, if they would preserve such institution, ready for the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who will know it, which means in Isaiah 45, when it says Messiah will come forth one day, saying, draw near to me all the ends of the earth, Isaiah 45. All you who sought refuge amongst the nations, draw near to me all the ends of the earth. For I alone am a just one, declaring all that is right. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, even going as far as to say that all who incensed against me shall be ashamed. I'm talking about Isaiah 45. Him unto whom all every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear as to the greater righteousness that he reveals. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. And all who incensed against that one should be surely ashamed. Because it is after that one the Most High intends that all things should be remembered, and Israel and all things made honorable. Blessed are they who will know it. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might and unto his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all for listening. Be sure to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, of Forgotten Mutual Expectation, The Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70-365 AD. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, no man is made complete without it. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, again, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thankful to the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Now to his might, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And again, I thank you all for listening. Was once a dream. Must indeed, my brothers and sisters, now be done.